Spoiler here. Hey.
I'm Amatron from the Creation Light Shift, and we're here again today to do some healings with everybody. So just stay on board, and we're going to have a wonderful time. And Sylvia, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hello. How are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you, Sylvia?
I'm good. We've been dealing with a little bit of sound difficulties, so hopefully we're coming through fine, and Don has everything working back up again. So if you're here with us, we thank you for being with us. We're very happy to have you here, and we'd love to hear from you, as usual. So you can do one of two things. It's possible to call in. And the numbers are listed, the toll-free numbers for calling in are listed when you click on the program, the Creation Light Ship Healing. You'll see a little box, a rectangle that has the phone numbers to call in. And then the actual easiest way to reach us is at the bottom of that box, you'll see the quick chat with BBS Fast Chat. And you just simply click on BBS Fast Chat, and that will pop up a window for you. And in that window, you'll see a place where you can type in your name and your question. So we will keep our eye on that throughout the hour and try to get to as many of the questions that we can throughout the hour. And for those of you that might be new to the Creation Light Ship, basically the Creation Light Ship is creation energy itself, and it comes to us once every 2,000 years to assist us. Purpose of activating the universal shift or the ascension process. And as Ron has told us many times, this is the process whereby creation keeps track of its creations and assists us all in making a shift to a higher level of consciousness. And this could be kind of described as getting a giant leg up from the divine. And Ron is here with us as an ambassador from the Creation Light Ship, and he works with the beautiful light beings aboard the light ship to bring us spiritual teachings and divine healings. And this is a very unique internet radio program in that through each hour of the show, Ron brings us live healings. So it's a wonderful time to sit back, relax, turn off the phone if you can, and just be here with us. That's all you have to do, and experience the beautiful healings that Ron brings to us in each hour. So I'd like to turn it over to Ron right now to talk a little bit about the light ship and about the healings that we're going to do today. So over to you, Ron.
Okay, so we're going to do some healings tonight. So there's some questions here on Fast Chat here, a person who's anonymous here. I have a hard time reading them all here, so maybe Sylvia could read them and kind of generalize here. Let's see. Anyway, what we're going to do first for everybody is to activate this beautiful light being on your monitor screen. So like Sylvia said, kind of scroll down below the blinking flower, and you see this beautiful light being there, and we're going to activate her now. So you may see her face change a little bit. This is what normally happens. Her colored rays around her forehead will become more vibrant. They may change colors. You may see her as she enters this photograph, making it a living photograph that you're looking at. You may see her eyes change. You may feel like her face is kind of coming out from the picture, like it's more three-dimensional. And you may see her smile and feel this beautiful presence of energy here. So, again, she'll do some healings with us tonight. So just kind of sit back and relax, and you can feel her energy come into your room. And we're going to do, first of all, is we're going to do a chakra alignment for everybody. So we're going to go to your heart chakras now. And the way chakras get out of alignment is normally, typically with energy invasion, psychic attacks. Those are the main things, people projecting energy towards you. So the chakras will move and turn and go backwards sometimes, maybe be positioned up and down vertically instead of being parallel to the ground. They can do many, many things, shut down quite nicely where they're a very small resonance of energy. And this is all done on an energetic field that you have probably no control over. So we're going to open them up now and get them in the proper direction for you. And naturally, if your chakras are closed down quite a bit, you won't have any healing energy go into your body. This is a life force energy going to your complete body energetics and your body organs. So here we go. Go into the heart first. The light ship is heart connected, not mind connected to anybody. So they always work through the heart first. And this is why, as people normally talk about doing a spiritual walk, you want to have your ego walk with your spirit. And this is what that actually means to you, is to do this process here to integrate your consciousness with your spirit that's in your heart center. So here we go. So we're going to your heart and moving that a little bit here. Perfect. Go to your throat chakra. There we go. Looks great. Third eye. Forehead. Good. All right, moving back down. Number three, power chakra. Good. Second chakra and first chakra. Wonderful. Okay. We'll do an opening now for everybody. Again, there's nothing for you to do. The light ship's doing this for you. These light beings that are working with each and every one of you. So here we go. So heart chakra, I'll use the word spin to increase it so it'll be larger and radiate more energy into your body energetics here. So here we go. Spin, 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 spin. There we go. Okay, throat chakra, spin, 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 open. Third eye, spin, 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 open. Power chakra, spin, 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 open. And second, spin, 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 open. First, spin, 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 open. There, everybody feels pretty good. They don't work with the crown chakra because they're mainly working with your body energetics now. The crown's not affected by this process here. So here we go. We're going to do another clearing here. We're going to drop you down. If you like to do this, we'll take your waking consciousness. You could even call it your ego, merging with your heart, with your spirit, whatever word you want to put in there. But we'll go from, we'll just say your head, all your thinking processes, and drop it down to your heart. And we're going to do this in 10 steps. So just think of an elevator dropping 10 floors from your head down to your heart. And the heart's number one, the first floor. So here we go. We're connecting now, dropping down, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And again, 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 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. There we go. So you should feel a little more centered in your body. That's kind of one way of looking at it, because now your consciousness should be in your heart, so you are basically centered. And we're now going to increase your spirit energy in your body. I'm going to do a quickie, what you might call a soul retrieval here. I'm going to bring back your spirit fragments to you. So we're going to release entities, and there they go. They're going out quite nicely here. And now we're going to bring in more of your spirit here and have it heal before it comes into you. Here we go. Coming in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, give it some more entities that are either inside of you or outside of you. There we go. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 as you're coming more into your body. And here we go again. Releasing some more entities. And bringing you more back home. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And that feels pretty good. Just do it one more time. Here we go. Leaving some more entities out of you. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So you should feel pretty much complete now. And we're going to now have your spirit come into your legs. So by doing so, what we do is have your spirit come in through your feet instead of coming in through your crown chakra. So it's going to be coming in the opposite direction now. So you're going to be coming out of your body just momentarily and coming back in again. So we're going out and in through your bottom of your feet, ankles, knees, waist. Good, perfect. And coming out again, same process. Bottom of your feet, ankle, knees, waist, solar plexus. Okay, good. Now we're going out and in, 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 out and in. And I'm feeling a little heavier, you know, on my legs right now, which is normal. Out and in, 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 out and in. There we go. So now your spirit's more fully integrated with your whole physical body structure. So you might just kind of sit back and relax. Here, I'll put some music on here for a little bit and just kind of contemplate and request your spirit to do some healing. This divine life being is also activated. She'll work with your heart center. And again, you can request healing from her. So again, just sit back and relax and definitely request your healings, because this is how healings work. Light always sees you in perfection. Sees you in perfection. So even though you may have some kind of physical condition, that's still perfection in that moment. So the way you change that perfection to the next one is just to keep requesting healings. This is the way it works. So the divine only sees you when it looks at you in the now. So each now is a different time period, and each now is a different creation of who you are. So we have any questions out there, Sylvia?
Yes, well, we actually had a very interesting question, a topic that came up from a listener, which is they'd like you to talk about the difference between healings from the heart versus healings that people try to do from the mind or from various energy pools and so forth that you've talked about before.
Oh, boy. I'm going to be stepping on a lot of eggshells here. Here we go. So what happens is that the light ship does heart healings. And these heart healings work with heart energy. And from there, it works into your body. Remember, your heart energy is love energy. So we'll kind of divide that off now. So you have heart energy, which is love. And then you have manipulation, which is mind energy. So as I said, I'll be stepping on some toes here probably. So what you have is mind energy is the force of will. And that's when you take energy and project it, maybe throw it at somebody psychically. We've all had psychic attacks, I'm sure, from other people. You may know about that yourself. May not be too versed on it, but you do know that sometimes you go into a group of people and you kind of feel slimed afterwards, or not feeling well, or maybe have an ache or pain in your body. That's because these people use their mind energy, force of will, and projected some negative thought on you. And then that can manifest in your energetic field. So what happens is with mind energy, which is what I normally say about 98% of the people on this planet are using, that's when you use your mind to create a reality, and then you have that reality work with consciousness to bring something into your life. And so what you're doing is you're actually manipulating the energy to bring you a result. And that manipulation, typically we work with people here, you know, that manipulation energy will have someone else do something according to your will. And then it depends how strong you are with your will as to what the intent's going to be. With heart energy, it doesn't work that way. You connect with your heart. This is what Jesus was talking about by going inside, you know, using your heart energy, because everybody uses force of will. And so I'll just go a little bit further. So force of will is like sorcery energy. It's witchcraft energy. It's energy that has been implanted, we'll say, up in the clouds, just using that terminology. So every belief system that humankind has known about has an energy pool for it. And so when you tap into that particular energy pool, whatever it's going to bring forth or what its belief system is in that energy pool is what you're going to be dealing with. And so you can bring all kinds of energies to you just from using that energy pool. So this is how people can, in a sense, use witchcraft. They can get a book and go into the book and read a few lines, and all of a sudden they're an expert at what they're doing without knowing anything at all. But the consciousness that they're tapping into already knows how to do it, and it works automatically. With heart healing, it isn't that way. Heart healing does not work with force of will. It's strictly love energy, and your spirit is created in love energy from the creation light ship. So that's the basic difference. Love energy will work through love for you, but you have to be able to accept the love energy. You have to open up to it, walk into it, release the ego. Force of will energy, thought projection, things like this, doesn't care if you love it or not. It works anyway because it's a very strong energy. And so, you know, there are different religions out there. In fact, probably the major New Thought religions back in the 1900s, a lot of those got together, those people, and they created some of those energies, and you know, they went into religions, and they used mind energy. And one church uses a term which is spiritual mind treatment. So you treat the mind to bring back to you a result, and you can talk about maybe like finding a parking place or something. And so what you do is you put out a thought energy, and then with the law of attraction, that will bring back something to you. Well, you're still, the law of attraction really isn't love energy. It's the energy of force of will. So I know I'm stepping on some toes here, but just kind of look at it yourself and analyze it. You know, how many churches actually talk about love and talk about your spirit, okay? They normally don't. They'll talk about other things besides that, and they'll separate you from your true divinity, which is your spirit inside of yourself. And like I say, all you need is one book with one page, which is to go within, you know, find yourself. And all the other books are a way to get there, and people spend thousands of dollars with books. Just look in your own book library. You know, you may have got a lot of good information, but did it really connect you to your spirit? So, I hope that kind of answered your question a little bit here. So, any other thing out there, Sylvia? Maybe the caller could come on again on fast chat and just ask. That's the difference of the two. Heart energy does not use force of will, but you have to surrender into it, okay, which is, you know, the hardest thing to do. Remember, your ego is very strong. And the song from Led Zeppelin, Stairway to Heaven, phrase in there is your shadow taller than your soul? Well, most people's, you know, shadows are very, very large, you know, and that's kind of part of the process here. So What do we have on there, Sylvia? Anything else we need to answer? And I hope that answered your question about heart energy versus using psychic manipulative energy through the mind.
Yes, definitely. And continuing on that subject a little bit more, it seems that when Jesus was here 2,000 years ago, that he was definitely spreading that message of the heart energy and the love energy and doing his healings and his teachings all based on going within, connecting to your own spirit, your own divinity, and that was all heart energy and compassion and love that he was talking about. And at that time, I know when he was on the earth that he ran into a lot, he was like definitely bucking the system of the day, the religious leaders and governmental leaders, but I think mainly the religious leaders of his day who subscribed to particular religious dogma and beliefs that were largely kind of in place to control people's thoughts and how they believed, and also financial gain was a big part of what was happening there because the people gave money to the churches, and that's a long story. With a lot of history on Earth. But it seemed like the religions themselves really kind of get into this control factor because they don't often tell you to go within yourself and find out if something is true for you or not, or connect with your own divinity. They'll tell you how you're supposed to believe and how you're supposed to live. Much more quickly than they'll tell you to go and connect, you know, to your heart and figure that out. So maybe you could talk a little bit more, Ron, about that kind of control, and perhaps is there a healing that we could do for people that would kind of release them from some of these influences if they've, you know, run into that before, if they've become kind of trapped by a particular dogma and are not any longer free to connect to themselves for their own, you know, spiritual truth.
Yeah, we could do a connection. That sounds pretty good, a disconnection, I mean. We'll do a disconnection here for everyone who have had maybe in the past. We'll do this lifetime for sure, and it may go further, but it'll be in this lifetime if you had to ever agree to do something. This is maybe even in a job. To know that that particular aspect of your life was controlled by someone else, okay? So in a sense, it's like witchcraft. Religions do this. They have you do different decrees that their church is the only church, et cetera, and that they believe in their principles. And so you're actually signing or giving an oath, giving all your power away to that institution, whatever that would be. So I think we're probably all on the same page here. So what we're going to do now is disconnect you in this lifetime from those energies. So the Creation Lightship is going to do this. And what I will say, the Creation Lightship, there's no religion on the Creation Lightship. You know, they're just strictly there to help everyone. And it's just creation creating. And what you believe in your lifetime has nothing to do with what they feel toward you, because they're just strictly love energy. And so it's not as if, you know, they're going to see you and say, oh, are you a Catholic, or are you a Baptist, or are you a Hindu, or are you this or that? You know, all they look at that is, you know, you poor person, you've been probably being judgmental here myself. You know, you poor person got brainwashed, you know. The divine's in you. Why are you going outside of yourself for the divine? But I know they don't do that, but that's kind of a little, say, pun on the side here. But what we're going to do now is disconnect you from those energies that are holding you back that you consciously agreed to do. So here we go. You're ready now. So go to your sixth chakra here and just do some clearing here. And you may feel energy move in your body. So sixth chakra, clear, 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 cleared. Clear, 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 cleared. Okay, and first chakra, clear, 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 cleared. Okay, how does that feel, Sylvia? Can you sense any changes?
Well, I'm just, I sensed a lot of energy kind of changing in my body in the area of those chakras as you went through. And for me, it just feels like, you know, more, I guess I would say, either self-empowered, self-determined, a little free of other stuff, you know, that, you know, catechism or things that you had to believe in different schools or churches, you know, that I went to. So it's very good.
Hopefully all of you are feeling a little lighter now. And, you know, everything is just to kind of disconnect yourself from other emotional energies, because everything is a judgment. You know, you're on a judgment planet. This is an emotional planet. And the Earth Spirit senses life through you, through your emotions. So this is why you have emotions here. Initially, the emotional body was put in place with the physical life form that you have, which is your physical body, to sample more love energy, and it's kind of changed and got altered ever since that perspective a long time ago. So now it's like a self-defense mechanism, sampling energies, and how are you going to get hurt, you know, in the next hour or so from doing a certain deed or something or being around other people. So what we're going to do now, we have a couple other questions here. Jim asked about clearing ancestors. Well, I do that in private sessions. To do it here, I don't have the time, and it would take too long. So sometimes just doing a clearing one-on-one with everybody, you know, not everybody, but when I do a clearing one-on-one, then that does work back sometimes through ancestral, genetical processes to clear people. Let's see, another question here, talking about the atlas tailbone adjustment. Yeah, what happened basically is since the physical bodies here were basically planted here, brought here by other extraterrestrial beings who at some point used the creation light chip to create a human life form, and that was on some planet someplace. And then from there they got brought here and changed slightly. So the light chip does do an adjustment to your atlas, although it's more than an adjustment. It actually connects you to a higher consciousness humanoid pattern, a blueprint. Remember, everything on the creation light show that's ever been created is on there, that's been created in the light. And so we're just one of those. So somehow, by my understanding, some extraterrestrial being that brought us here decided to change some of the divine patterns, so they made the atlas a little bit crooked, which allows you to have less spiritual energy going up and down your spine, so you're not really connected energetically as well as you could be. So what the light chip does is take a more advanced, according to us, blueprint, and they can attach that to us, reintegrate it into our own particular genetic blueprint, and make us a better human that way. So that may answer your question. That normally takes two sessions. And I charge $150 for that. Each session is about an hour in length. And let's see, next question here.
We had a very good question actually from Teresa, Ron, which is she's asking about would this work with the relationship with ex-husband as well? So I think she's asking if, you know, if you can clear up past relationships or control or something with other people through the healings.
And I can work with the ex-person, too, you see. I don't have to have their permission to have them work with me. I work with the spirit energy, and the spirit always says yes, because the light ship created your spirit, and the spirit's here to heal the body. So I can work with anybody remotely anywhere and do these healings. So, yes, and I have had people who had a divorce, maybe say it's a 10 years process, and they're still bickering, and then there's children involved. So what I'll do is the one person, we'll just say it's a woman who normally I work with women more than men. So the woman will say, gee, can you help my my ex-husband? I just had the emotional clearing. I feel great, and there's still stuff between us. Can you clear his emotions so we can at least have some communication going between us? And it also, you know, clears up issues with the children, because the children take the brunt of the relationship normally, all the imperfections in it. So then I'll work with the husband, and lo and behold, next time they see each other, maybe within a week or two, they're able to communicate and see their differences, and then the children don't suffer. So, yes, I do that with a lot of people. And they don't have to know about the healing either. You don't have to go up and try to tell them what's going to be done to them. Lightship will do it automatically.
Maybe you can talk for just a minute also about healings that you can do on children themselves, because like you mentioned, a lot of times children have issues from their parents or, you know, from just other childhood traumas or school or various upsets.
Yeah, the saddest thing for me when I do these healings is when I see a child or even an adult who has a lot of clearings that I have to do under the age of 10. And all that tells me is that they had a lot of trauma. They got closed down with their gifts that they're supposed to be doing, their spiritual gifts, their vocational gifts. And they took a different avenue because of whatever happened to them by being shut down. So for me, that's kind of sad. So, yeah, a child, gee, that's the best thing to do, you know. They only charge $5 for each year of your life. So if you have maybe a relative or a grandchild or something who's, say, you know, 5 years of age or 10 years of age, you know, it's hardly any money at all to have them cleared. And, man, you just made their life better for them for their whole lifetime. But they don't carry that baggage with them. And then, you know, I also do sensory clearings, which goes back to your first incarnation here, 100 years at a time. And that gets rid of the hidden stuff that you're working on. But, yeah, it's very nice to do other people, especially if you're related to them somehow, because they're going to be able to get the benefit of the healing without knowing about it, and their whole life will change.
So we have another question from Jim, and he's asking, aren't we a spirit in a body?
Are you a spirit in the body? Well, first of all, the earth spirit is here, and it created the elements of your body somehow. And how we got planted here, I don't know, but the body has all the energies of the earth, okay? And so, yes, the earth spirit is connected to your body, making it a spirit body. And then from there, your spirit, the little side of your eyes, is not your body. And so that's just one energy that's with your body to sustain life here. And so that brings in your psychic abilities, your spirit, and it's here to protect your body if you're conscious enough to listen to it. Go on within, and if you're able to utilize it for healing. Remember, most people don't even know what their spirit is. You know, I could ask right now all of you, have you talked to your spirit today? You know, when you got up in the morning, have you said, hey, spirit, are you there? What do you have planned for me? What should I be watching out for? What would you like to express through me? And I hope that all of you would say, oh, yeah, I did this when I got up in the morning. If you didn't do it, then you might want to do it after this show here and do it each day so you're communing with your spirit. Remember, it won't come and force you to do anything. It's love energy. So we're getting back now to one of the original questions here is what's the difference between mind energy and heart energy? Heart energy will never make you do anything, okay? Mind energy will force you to do something. And so we live mainly in mind energy here. And so when you're connected to your spirit, you may get better answers and the truth coming to you if you can do that. So I hope that kind of answered your question. So your spirit, yeah, is not your body. No, your spirit can be outside of your body, walking outside of you. I've seen that happen with people. That's very trippy to watch, to see an energy form behind somebody because maybe they took too many drugs, smoked too much pot or alcohol or whatever, and they're out of their body, and the spirit's just walking behind them 3 feet waiting to come back in again. The person is oblivious to this here. You know, that's quite interesting. So, yeah, so are we spirit in the body? So I would say your spirit is in your body. Are you that? your consciousness of your spirit is. Okay, the ego part of you that puts out energy thought forms is not. Okay, so your mind is not of your spirit, no. It's a whole different life form. Because if it was the same, then we'd be able to connect to that, and it would be very easy to walk our spiritual path because of mind energy. That would be your ego. So it's a whole different energy system.
So, Ron, any words of advice on a few minutes ago you mentioned, you kind of referred to the Earth as planet judgment, which it certainly does feel like it is a lot of the time, where there's just so much judgment going on all the time that we kind of get used to that being our normal reality. And so how do we live in non-duality and non-judgment and in the heart amidst all of this judgment energy?
The first thing is number one, not to judge, but then since your body's made up of judgment, you want to release the judgment out of you so you can be in the space of non-judgment. So it sounds kind of strange, but what I would do first, if you're interested in living in more non-judgment, is to judge, because you have to find out where your issues are, the issues that your body wants to heal so you can live longer. And so that way you're able to run more spirit energy. Remember, the judgment is blocking your spirit from being manifested in the cells of your body. So the judgment kicks your spirit out. So you're forcing your spirit out each time you have a judgment. So what happens is, if you judge people, at that point you can find out where these blocks are and have your body release it. It's that simple. And then at that point, your spirit can come more fully into you. And then at that point, you can be more spirit in the body. But then it's still your obligation to talk to your spirit, because your spirit's not going to come up to you like somebody on the street and start talking to you. It's kind of, in a sense, kind of timid, and it doesn't want to interfere with your life, but it's there to help you. So you have to open up and communicate with it. And that's the whole thing, that still small, voice in your heart center, Do you ever go there to connect with it? Hopefully everybody does, but at least on this radio program, I'm sure that you know about it now, and you probably are doing this here. But as you look at your friends, they're probably just living their regular day-to-day life using their thought energy, manipulated energy, controlling energy to control their life and to control others around yourself, okay? Remember, that's thought energy. So that's the science of thought, or the science of mind and how that works. You say that's controlling energies of other people, using the mind to do these controlling aspects. So you want to get into the heart energy. And the heart energy would be that the process, we'll say it is the science of the heart, how the heart works. So hopefully, everybody gets into that process where you're not manipulating and forcing people to do different things for you on a psychic realm bring things into your life through a manifestation of that by forcing your will on somebody else. Remember, the light ship and the light does not use force to do anything. They're there strictly in love energy.
So it's interesting that every time that we judge ourselves or judge others, we're really breaking the connection to the divine.
That's correct, yes. And since we're on an emotional planet, remember, the emotions was initially designed to sample more love. So we have a planet who came here to see how much more love people can experience. And now the emotions are typically a way to kill the body through judgment. So you want to get rid of those judgments. This is why I do the emotional clearing for people. So anything else on fast chat there, Sylvia?
Well, Jim is asking if the spirit carries over the baggage of the body to its next life.
Not the body, no. The emotions, yes. If you're not cleared out completely, yes, that is true. And I also even find where the energy of past life stuff from before you even incarnated here come into your energy field. So it's quite something to see how something that happened way back in time before you were actually brought into this earth plane, could even affect you, and it does, because your spirit can be wounded and not even know about it throughout its lifetimes of incarnations on other planets and elsewhere. And you're looking at probably, you know, billions of years here. So this clearing that I do, I charge $300 for, but you have to have other clearings before it. Will bring you back into spiritual integrity with source energy.
We also have
This does carry over this energy, yes.
Great. So we also have Carrie on the fast chat. Welcome. And the question there is saying that sense that a lot of us could possibly use some more examples about what to talk about with our spirit, and maybe we could talk a little bit about that, about talking and walking with our spirits every day.
Well, the first thing, you want to connect to your heart center. That's the first thing, and find out, you know, what your spirit would like to do, since it's in your body to express through you through creativity, to bring the universe to you, and all of the different manifestations, creations of energy, so you could express something down here. So that's kind of why it's here. So it's here to actually look upon creations here on this planet as looking on the universe, you know, back at itself, in a sense, to see different creations. So it's here to help you do creations and also to heal your body. So I would just, you know, I don't meditate at all, because most people who meditate go out of their bodies. That's the teachings typically, is to have stress reduction. So when you leave, you're not here. So it's like going to sleep, and then you're out of your body too. So you get rid of the stress, but you can do it just sitting and you become very peaceful. But then you're escaping reality here. So you're here to live in this plane. I've seen a lot of people who have meditated for, at least they say they meditate, for hours and hours. Some people meditate 6 hours a day. Well, are they really sleeping, or are they meditating? And are they in their body? If they're not in their body, then entities can come in. And the sad thing is, you see these people, and I've seen lots and lots of them, and when they mention that, you look at their eyes, and they're always glossed over. So what they're doing is they're allowing entities to come into them to work with their body, like, you know, the marionette, and you're the puppet. And they're still meditating because, you know, entities like to do that. They like to come into your body to steal your energy from you. And they do get information just like you would normally. So anyway, I don't do any meditation. I don't really recommend it. You can do it. It's wonderful, but don't go out of your body, because your body could pick up entities. I'm sure if you could seal your body, maybe have your spirit do that, you may get, you know, better information possibly. But you can get the information by being in your body also. You can do a walking meditation. Just walk and ask to have the energy come to you. And then at that point, you know, you're not out of your body. You're not causing any harm with you or your spirit by kicking it out of yourself. And then at that point, you can get information, because you can get it either in or out. And why not get it when you're here, when you're home? And at that point, you could write it down, you know, word for word even. If you're out of your body, you're just going to bring back a memory of it. And it may not be that vivid to you. So, you know, I would do it in your body. If you're going to meditate, don't go out of your body. Most people teach you meditations. At the very end, they always tell you to be here, come back, you know, all these things. You probably have all heard this, which means that they're giving you permission to leave your body. Your spirit goes, yeah, I want to get out of this place because it's too hard, and it has a chance to leave, but leaves your body wide open normally for entities to come in. And just look at people who meditate for a long time, and you may see their eyes are glossed over more than others, and that's the key to entities. So, for me, it would be kind of dangerous to do that for probably maybe over 10 minutes of time, because you start to drift off, and then you can go out of your body, and you might as well be sleeping where you're protected more than being conscious. And that's the difference. See, when you're conscious and you're out of your body is one thing. When you're sleeping, it's another. So there's a difference there in the way the energy works. But you definitely want to walk with your spirit, to connect with your spirit, to go within, go to your heart center like we did earlier in this program, and ask for guidance. And you never get the proper guidance inside of your head, because that's entities typically talking to you. That's your consciousness. That's your ego part of you having you do something. Go within and see if that's, you know, the right practitioner to go to, the right food to eat, you know, or whatever. But connect with your spirit first. So I hope that's kind of helped you.
I'd like to add that what I find for myself is that if I take the time, just even a few minutes, to really connect in my heart with my spirit, then the rest of the day seems to go very effortlessly. If there's something that I need, some information that I need, or somebody that I need to connect with, I tend to be led to that very easily. And if I forget to do that, then it seems like things get a little harder. You don't necessarily find the information you need, and you find you might feel like you're struggling or pushing. So taking that few minutes a day, especially at the beginning of the day, to really, you know, be fully present in your heart and communing with your spirit can really set you up for the rest of the day being very beautiful, very peaceful, very calm, and having the guidance that you need with you right there all day.
So I guess the next question here is from Teresa. Are there many of us from Atlantis incarnated at this time? Yeah, I really don't know. I don't really do readings, and I'm in the now. So Atlantis is like a very distant setting for me, so I don't really go there because I'm in the now helping people. So it doesn't matter, you know, where you've been in the past or what you've done or, you know, if you were a King Arthur or whatever, you know, it doesn't make any difference. It's where you are right now. This is what you're working with. You're not working with the past in that lifetime. You may be wanting to clear that lifetime, you know, which I do with clearings, but as far as who is here and everything else, to me it makes no difference. You're all here struggling to awaken yourself in this lifetime, so your past really has nothing to do with who you are typically right now. Even though you may have some traits from that lifetime or some talents, it's still what you're trying to do is to become more whole and mainly to be your spirit, to get into your spirit, because that's the whole process. Everything else is the illusion. And the non-illusion is your spirit in your body. So the dark side likes to keep us entangled and trapped in these illusions of the past. That's why you're here, you know, because the spiritual truth never got down here because of the Galactic Federation's problems of not staying in the light and protecting you. So that's one other thing. So myself, I'm not from the Galactic Federation. That information that people get on websites all the time and spiritual guidance, most of all that is from the Federation itself. And a lot of it is not proper and in wholeness completely. It'd be in wholeness with the dark side a lot of times, but not with the light. And so it allows people to get sidetracked in the illusion, thinking that they can do something wonderful for something or open up some grid system or connecting to some energy vortex and having, you know, hundreds of people or thousands or millions getting together on a certain day to do a certain thing. And all you're doing is giving energy to the dark side. The light doesn't need any of your help at all. It only works in the now. And there is no predetermined energy standpoints, energy connections, sacred days, typically in the light. It works moment by moment by moment by moment. So they don't work with predictions. Everything with predictions and future prophecies are typically the matrix working. And the matrix would be from the dark side to hold you here.
So we have
anything else, Sylvia?
Well, we just have about 3 minutes left to go in our show today. So I was thinking maybe we could bring in another divine energy and then leave with any announcements or anything that you need to make for today.
Okay, so we'll bring in the energy of Mother Mary from the Creation Light Ship. This is her first cause energy. And this energy is very beautiful, so she's going to be coming into the room where you are now. And this beautiful light being will be activated for the next half an hour if you wish to utilize and ask for healings. So here comes Mother Mary. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, we have some questions from Jim. Maybe we can reach those, get those questions next time, possibly, Sylvia, that Jim has up here, since we have to sign off here. So
okay.
We'll answer those, get into some of those maybe next Wednesday here. So it may be a little difficult with 4th of July, too, so we'll have to see what's happening here. So anyway,
we might mention
energy stronger for everybody. So just sit back and relax here. We got a couple of minutes to go. And I do conference call sessions for $20 for 1 hour. And it's very, very reasonable. You know, I hear of massage practitioners charging, at least maybe $2 to $5 per minute. So this is a great bargain. You know, if you look at that aspect, going to the light shift, that's something that is quite wonderful. And the light beings work with you. And it's just a wonderful thing. We do a four-hour session, which will be the third weekend of next month. And it's on a Saturday at 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. The charge for that is $60 for four-hour ship healing. And they do water charging for you also, so you can have divine drinking water for 1 week. And hope that all of you kind of understand the difference between the force of will healing, which is mind healing, where you're manipulating energies, and the difference between that and the heart. Remember, Jesus taught about heart healing, not mind energy, not control energy, not taking your force of will with psychic energy and projecting it on someone to have them do a certain thing for you. And that's what those energies are. And like I said, about 98% of the people here doing healing work and practicing spirituality are using the force of will energy or mind energy. It's not the teachings of Jesus. So that's what he came here to teach people, to get out of that so you can do the ascension. Because you have to have love energy for the ascension, not force of will. This is why I say there's only one book that you need with one page. Go within, and that's all that you need, period. That's the first page and the last page of the book. Know your spirit. And everything else is just sidestepping the issue. And eventually you will probably realize that along your spiritual journeys of trying to understand everything in your life. And that's where your connection is to yourself, to the true self of you, is your spirit. Everything else is just kind of sidestepping the issue. So I guess I'll be signing off here. So anything you want to add quickly here, Sylvia? Maybe we have about a minute to go here.
Just thank everyone for being with us. Hope you had wonderful healings today and that we've given you some things to think about. Remember to go into your heart and get your guidance and connect with your own divinity. And we will be back Wednesday, hopefully, at 7 p.m. that we'll be on. And we'll see you then.
Okay, so blessings to all of you, and enjoy Mother Mary and the light beam now, and we'll see you later.
She's been staying awake, fading away with time. She's like